Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night. On the grid. Busy Wednesday night. Knicks Pacers, Game 1, NBA Eastern Conference Final. Stars Oilers, Game 1, Western Conference, Stanley Cup. We have a good amount of baseball. It's a little split today between the afternoon and the night. Well, we got a couple late night starts that haven't gone off yet. Little Colorado with the Phillies coming up, and we got the golf picks. Don't forget the golf back tomorrow in Texas at Colonial. So we'll try to get some stuff going for that. Toasty's in the field, big number for Toasty this week, Joe. Big number. But we do got to start and get this Nick Pacer SGP in. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go! For the 2, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Positivity tonight.
We need it, man.
I almost broke through. Almost had a winning afternoon. Didn't happen. It's all right. I'm positive, though. So let's just jump right into it. Let's dive into this NBA game.
Positive things happen to positive thinkers, Joe. We don't have a lot of time. They're tipping this game in like 4 or 5 minutes.
Come on.
Now, let's do this. Now, what was the first one you gave me? You said something
I like
with
Naismith. Naismith
for how many threes?
3 threes at plus 190.
Fine. Naismith for 3 threes. I like Bridges.
For how many?
I mean, 3 is where it's juicy, right? What is he for 2? It's probably not.
Well, we got a 30% profit boost.
Okay, so then you want to go for 2?
Yeah, let's go for 2.
Fine. 2 threes for Bridges.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said the over. I don't know if I want to. I mean, I think the game's going to go over, but I don't know if I want to live and die with
that. All right,
that.
So then give us somebody else. You said Cat. I'll live with Cat, but pick a thing for him. Bounds, threes. What do you want? Where is this Bridges?
How many bounds? You know, this Turner hits a lot of threes, too.
All right, let's not go with just a three fest. Let's start mixing it up.
You think the game's going over, so why not? All right, how about Hart for assists? How about Hart for assists?
All right, how many?
6.
Okay, and I'm going to back that up.
Hart.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Siakam for 8 pounds.
Siakam for 8 pounds. All right, fine.
Good.
That makes it up. Go pumps it to what? 21?
97.
21.97?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right, a bloop and a blast. We're in.
All right, I'm in.
All right.
We got it in, Joe. So for one more time around for everybody, Naismith for 3 threes, Bridges for 2 threes, Hart for 6 assists, Siakam for 8 bounds. You're lucky we didn't have a lot of time because I would have broke out the sheet for that Siakam for 8 pounds. I don't know how often that's been coming in. But Joe? Look. No sheets tonight. It's a family play. Can we root it in here? Can we get something cooking for once tonight?
Let me tell you
something. Last night was a complete smash fest. It's both our faults. We both go to the podium for that smash fest we got in that Minnesota OKC game.
Sitting back there, you done off your soapbox? What an open.
Yeah.
I mean, let me bring out the sheet. No sheet, gut, feel. Stop talking for a second and let me talk to you for what total could we jump on in these games that would break out? The three now, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Padres. Which one you like to get over the total? I like the Yankee game.
My worry with the Yankee game is that it's so miserable out there.
Yeah, I know, but the Mets have not hit, and
I think if you want to take a game right now, out of the three, I think Padres Jays the most out of the three. It's 4.5 right now.
I know it's 5.5 in the Yankee game. You're telling me the Yankees can't score 5 runs combined?
Joe, I don't like the look of the Yankee game right now. I just don't love it.
I hate the Blue Jays.
Don't love with this Boston Met game. I think we need to go up and away in these. I know they're all big totals, so it's hard. They're big totals, Joe, but they're going to be up and away in these three games tonight.
All of them.
Oh, by the way.
Again,
Tater list today on Coast to Coast. Forget the cognac. Get me the Moniac. Is he in the lineup? Okay. He better be.
I don't know. Can you answer the question? All three overs later?
I like all three overs later.
Oh, boy. All right.
Moniac's in the lineup. We got to get him cooking. Forget the cognac. Get me the Moniac.
All right, you know what? It's one of those nights. This is it. I mean, let's get it tonight.
I don't like the totals in the Yankee and the Red Sox game. I don't love those.
You want me to take this total in the big bad Vlad game that they got one hit? At least we
big
know the Yankees.
Bad Vlad.
I feel like the Yankees could explode. I mean.
Then take the Yankees. I told you last night and this morning. Gut and feel. If you got gut and feel, then go for it. Gut and feel.
We'll see. I just put it in. 5.5 at +122. That's it. I know it's cold and rainy, but I got no confidence in the Mets. None. This DeGrom,
this cat already
too,
with a three. This cat already with a three.
I told this, you this cat is. Well, I just dropped something.
Uh-oh.
Something just, maybe that's good luck. I don't know. I was putting out, the old man Unk was cooking in the gym the other day. I put out the lifting videos on Insta. Unk was cooking. Had to switch it up. Pounded some weight.
I'm getting ready
for the Olympics. 2028. If Jamar Chase
this,
and Justin
Joe?
Jefferson.
Naismith with a three already. Naismith
Come
with
on,
a three.
Yes.
Come on. Already got one
I
in.
Told
Come
you.
On.
Let's go.
Come on.
All right. Let's go. I told you this, Naismith. I feel good about him.
Hart with 2 assists already. 2 assists for Hart in the first 3 minutes. Come on, Joe. This is your night. Okay?
That's a
You're
great
back,
start,
Joe.
For
I
us.
Can feel it.
That's a great
You're
start.
Back,
Positivity.
Joe.
Positive. Look at this pace. 29 points already. Up and
big
down
pace.
They go.
Big pace. I'll tell you, though, we need this Siakam to grab a bound, though.
All right. Don't start being negative. He plays the whole game.
I know. He plays the whole game. This cat looking for a call already. He's barking at the refs already. They did a lot of that last year, Joe. This Thibodeau and the Carlisle, they barked it back and forth about the refs the entire series. Get ready for more of that. That never ends with these two. Never ends. Joe, we got a big night ahead. We got to get something cooking for the Stars and the Oilers, too, as they're starting in about 20 minutes. We got the late night baseball. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, I think they explode tonight. Angels, A's.
Betts, Phillies. Who? Otani.
Hit Betts the other night. Well, we got to take Moniak. Moniak's got to be on the card.
He let me down the other night.
He's going to get one off this Walker, this Taiwan Walker. He's going to get one. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great pace to start here for the Knicks. 18-14. Totals pumped up to 230.5 already. I know you liked the over. I know. I didn't want the over to be the linchpin in the SGP.
You don't want the exposure. I know.
Okay. We'll see what happens here. Knicks -2.5 while they're down 4. In this one. And we already a few things cooking.
No bounds from Siakam.
Need the bounds, but 3 assists for Hart already.
Mm.
And a 3 for Naismith. We got to get Bridges cooking, and we got to get Siakam going as well.
Siakam isn't going to crash the boards. He's a big body. No?
He is a big body, that's for sure. Now, this news just came across, Joe, and I know you texted me, and I did see it when I was driving back from the softball game, and I was going to get it to you eventually, but who hit that? Jeez.
What? Who? Is it Yankees?
Oh, right at the wall. Red Sox.
Yeah.
Missed a grand slam by about a half a foot. So
that's what happens.
1-1, they tied a game.
I don't have to tell you.
As I was about to say. This news came across from the NFL, and there's a lot of NFL stuff that we're going to do later. Colts owner Jim Irsay, Joe, passed away today.
Now, was he sick, or he just passed away?
That he's had some health issues. Now, he was a guy that, as you know, Joe, he lived, for a while, a pretty fast
hard
and loose,
life.
I guess you could say. Hard life. He lived pretty fast and loose. But he has not. He's been sick, I believe, for a little while. This is from Colts COO Peter Ward put out a statement. Devastated to announce our beloved owner and CEO, Jim Irsay, passed away peacefully in his sleep this afternoon. Obviously, Joe, they didn't give too much more than that. Talking about how great he was for Indianapolis. Etc. Devastated to announce. Awful, Joe. How old is Jim Irsay?
65.
Did you get that? 65, huh?
That's why I said, wow. Was he sick? You know, now he was a big workout guy too. I don't know if that was like in his 40s or whatever, but he was a big workout dude. You know, now. I mean, you know, our condolences go out to the Colts family and obviously his family. How does this affect the team moving forward? We'll see. You know, some players, I mean, the way he handled the Jonathan Taylor situation and the re-signing.
Well, he was a very outspoken owner, yeah. Joe. Let's say that. Not just with his own team, but on league issues. A very outspoken, you know, I'd say the NFL, Joe, the ownership, the 32 owners, it's like 60-40. Like 60% of them, you never hear from, and you don't even know who owns the team, so unless you're in that market. You know, and then there's 40% that you know exactly who they are. They're very vocal, both with their team and with league issues. And Irsay would definitely be in that, would have
him
been in
Jerry.
That pot.
Him and Jerry, I would say, are two of the most... No?
Yeah. Well, Jerry's definitely number one. I don't think anybody would, argue with Jerry being, but yeah, I mean, you owners who are usually are, I guess you would say, Joe, always there to give a quote, right? Some owners that are always there to give a quote.
Oh, you want a quote? I'll give it to you. You want to know about what I feel about it?
Yeah. So he was always always there to do that. But, you know, now I'm not sure if what family he's got. I don't know if he has any kids, Joe, or anything like that.
No, I think he does. I think his family's pretty. I think he's got wife, kids, doesn't he? Or not?
I would believe. I'm checking on that now. So, personal life. Oh yeah, he's got 3 daughters, 10 grandchildren, plenty of family. I'm just saying that the Irsay, it'll stay in the Irsay family. I would assume the team, you know, because it's been with the Irsays for a very, very, very long time, that franchise. But very sad, Joe. And you know,
yeah.
He was a love him or hate him guy around the league. Good old Jim. But passes away. 65. Sad. Man, that's too young. Yeah. Too young for that.
Yeah, that's pass terrible. Away. We'll see what happens. It's a shame.
There he is again, the Santander. Oh. Did he get it? Off the top of the wall. Oh, this Santander. He just missed one, Joe. I didn't play him tonight.
The Yankee game is going to hold me back tonight.
I didn't like it.
And it's on Amazon.
At a burger time? You got to be kidding me. I was going to play the burger tonight, too. Oh, that's an awful job by me. Oh, that's an awful job by me.
All right, we'll take it. We'll take it. Can we crack this Met game? Don't let it get to you. Come on. Can they hit a grand slam? Give me the grand Schmidt. Give it to me. I deserve it. I haven't been following this game. Bases loaded.
He was like plus 600 too. He was a great price.
All right, listen, we can't cry over spilt milk here. You know? I mean, really. Meanwhile, where's Mikal Bridges with the threes? Where is he?
Where's Siakam with the bounds?
I'm just saying.
What's he got? How many bounds? How many bounds does he have?
I don't know.
Does he have any?
No. Okay.
You could start talking to me about Bridges threes, the 2 threes he needs when this guy actually grabs a board. Okay? Can this guy grab a board? At any point
what happened
tonight?
To the positivity? What happened to the positivity?
I'm upset about the burger time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mets got out of that bases-loaded jam, Joe, there in the fifth against the Red Sox. And this Lukes just hit a 2-run homer for the Blue Jays. 2-0 Blue Jays. I told you this is the game. 2-0 Blue Jays.
Now you're gonna rub it in. You know I have the Rangers and the Yankees. And because your guy Berger homered, you don't want to talk it up. They got 2 runs. I need 4 runs now in the Yankee game. All right, well let it go. Before you bring us both down, let it go. All right. Let it go and move on.
It hurts.
Let it go and move on.
It hurts.
Can we get this Mikal Bridges involved? Like, I mean, what a hump. Like, really, I mean, it's always something. It's always one guy that brings us down.
It's always one guy that brings us down?
Yeah.
You're probably right about that.
Mikal Bridges, he's 3 of 5 from the field, no threes. Like, what's he doing? Oh, tonight he's not going to take threes?
Well, Joe, it ain't going to be easy. He was plus 230 for a reason. Everything's got to be now. Now, now, now.
Yeah, can't because just, when you don't just, get it now, you're like
can't let it
you're
breathe.
Chasing late. You can't let it breathe. You like to get all the runs in the ninth inning. I know you like that, you know, miracle comebacks. I like to smash it right through the number in the first five innings.
Forget the moniac. Get him the cognac, baby. Let's go.
I can't believe that now we need the Siakam and Mikal Bridges. You know, could the Siakam work the glass a little bit? I mean, the guy's 6'10". Yeah, I mean, what's he afraid of, this guy?
He's still got nothing?
Nothing.
No bounds.
He was plus 140 for 8 bounds. You're making it sound like we're asking for something. You want to go to the sheet of integrity? Go to the sheet of integrity.
Now I am. I actually am now. Now that he's gotten no bounds in the whole first quarter, I want to see how many times he's gotten 8 bounds in the playoffs.
Yeah, 8 bounds against the Cavs. 6 bounds, 4 bounds, 6 bounds, 8 bounds, 4 bounds, 3 bounds, 5 bounds, 11 bounds. I mean, the guy's there. Not active enough. Here we go.
It's all right. You know, we rode with it. We'll see what happens. He never hits this number. It's so rare. He just, it's like once a series, he gets 8 bounds. You're on him for 8 bounds tonight. And for the amount of times that he gets it, he should be probably like plus 400 for 8 pounds, how little he gets it. But instead, we get cut off at the knees and we have this awful price for it too. You know, it's not bad enough we need him to get the 8 pounds. What the price we paid is even worse. It's even worse.
Yeah. I know. Miles Bridges is looking like Glenn Rice out there. No threes.
Mikal Bridges.
No threes.
Mikal Bridges.
Whatever. Mikal, Michael, whatever his name is.
Okay? Very upsetting.
Siakam. 8 pounds in this last game.
He don't
game.
Even hang out by the glass. He's not even around the glass.
Now we're going to start
the game
this
right time. Now. Not even the game.
Here we go. Here we go. This will be Toppin. Toppin's starting to work it.
Gotta watch him. Look at this pace, Joe. 60 points, over 60 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, Mikal Bridges with a deuce.
That, Joe, that's good for the Pacers if it stays at this pace. I don't think the Knicks want to be running up and down playing 240-plus point games. I don't think that's where they want to live.
I said the over.
Here comes big, bad Vlad. Big, bad Vlad. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. We're getting to the end of the first quarter here. And a high-scoring first quarter.
70 points. I mean, they're gonna blow right through this total. Should have taken it. I don't know why we didn't. It would have been an easy winner. Easy.
An easy winner. It's a done deal.
Well, they got 70 points in the first quarter, Carver. Number was 221.5. 221 when I gave it to you. I mean,
it's hard. Unbelievable. 236.5 is what it's up to now. 236.5.
You probably like it at 236.5.
Maybe come back on the under.
Nah, I'm not going to touch it. Not going to touch it. Where can we
this Tatis homer for the Padres? How about this Tatis show?
No, it's Tatis. It's Vlad Tatis.
Bellcats.
I got to put the Yankee game on. It's on Amazon Prime. I don't even know how to get it up.
I have it on. I got eyes
Do me
on
a
it.
Favor. Do me a favor. Turn it off.
Nope. Can't do it.
Where is it when you go to Prime? Where is it?
Right on the front page. Basically, right on the front page.
I got it.
You need eyes on it? It is pouring there in the Bronx, too. I mean, it's just pouring. This Mitchell Robinson just completely smashed Siakam out of the way for a board. Basically, just pushed him over to get a board over him. This guy just doesn't work the glass. It's amazing. It's like he's scared of it.
Oh, Naismith took a three.
Always the guys that we're on.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
They're always scared. By the way, nice job by Minnesota last night.
Yeah, terrible.
Talk about letting go of the rope in the second half. Jeez.
Terrible.
They got absolutely pounded.
They got outworked. They got abused. There we go. Yankee game looks like a lull. What are they all looking at out there? Just come on. Showing every outfielder. Chisholm, this one, that one. Can't find the plate. I can't find the play. Come on, Jung. Just Jung. I hope he sits on a fastball. You look like Brett Favre. Do you know that with that hat on? You look like Favre sitting back there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
What?
By the way, they're underway in the hockey power play coming up for the Stars here. Scoreless, just about halfway through the first. This is going to be an under series now, Joe? It's going to be unders in this series?
Possible. Drop it. Come on, drop it. All right.
Drop it. You're never good, Joe. You're asking for somebody to drop it. What game was that? In the Yankee game?
Yankee. Yeah, I want him. I don't want this guy
to see this.
Why? It was a pop-up.
I can't wait to see what you were.
A foul territory. He was
running over. And you're asking him to drop it?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want him to make a play. Come on, Jung.
This isn't the Little League World Series. These are major leaguers, Joe.
Oh, he hit him. What's that? He didn't get hit.
This guy, first pitch. This guy swings at the first pitch, this guy.
Oh.
This Tatis? Abreu on the Red Sox. Tatis flew out the center.
Boy.
When's this Colorado? An Edmonton goal here. Must have been just after the power play expired.
All right. Come on. Nobody said we're going to win by a shutout. Can we get some runs here? Texas? Come on.
Now, FanDuel says that Edmonton took a 1-0 lead. I haven't seen that. I'm going to have to put the game on.
Think they're reviewing it? You think they're reviewing it?
I don't know. It says shot was saved by Ottinger. They've got it as scoreless. FanDuel's got it locked. They don't got it locked anymore. They've got it 1-0 Oilers. Was it Draisaitl? Draisaitl goal assisted by Nurse and McDavid. 1-0 Oilers, Joe, right out of the gates.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are you going to do? It happens, you know?
Come back with the Stars now? Plus $1.50?
Maybe McDavid will score. I told you that McDavid, he's due.
You put him on the map.
This guy with the uppercut. All these guys with the uppercut swings. Guy's wearing a face mask, too. He's wearing a mask.
Man. I mean, it's a cold night.
I mean, come on.
We were just out there for the last 2 hours. The girls were
mask
out there.
Up to his eyes. He's got the mask up to his eyes. You would think he's climbing Mount Everest, this guy. Are we serious? Come on. Takes a strike.
Cold night, Joe.
Okay.
I don't know what you want from this guy.
I want him to get a hit.
Want him to be comfortable?
I tell you, if it's going to help him get a hit, great. If not, he's dead to me. How about that? That's what I want.
It's just so, it's so cut and dry with you. It's just like there's never any.
No, there's no gray area.
There's never, never any compassion. Never any compassion. It's just,
compassion. You want me to feel bad for the guy making $10, $15 million, man? He's cold because he's playing baseball in the Bronx? Come on.
Who hit that three, Joe? OG with the three. Where's Bridges? OG with the three.
Did Siakam come through with a bound yet?
No.
No bound?
He doesn't even play. He doesn't even go near the paint. You can't even find him near the paint. It's like he's allergic to it. It's almost like if he steps in the paint, he's going to get thrown out of the game or something.
He's jumping out for threes. Yeah, he cleared out so the guy can make. It's crazy. He clears out. Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, this game is going to slow down too. They're not gonna play at some 240 clip all night. There's no shot. Knicks can't have it if they expect to be in this game.
No.
Bridges is open, Joe. Pass it to Bridges.
Yeah.
Siakam.
Guy
plenty of layups
shoot.
For Siakam. Plenty of layups for him.
Guy doesn't want to shoot.
Though.
All right, what do you want me to say?
That McConnell's a total pain in the ass on the Pacers, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
1-0 Phillies, Joe. 1-0 Phillies.
Oh, this guy.
And you were looking for the over in this Yankee Ranger game? Is that what you're looking for here?
What?
I got good news. I got great news for you.
What?
This Loaizica is a total loser. So
yeah, he just hit this guy, Simeon.
He's now loaded the bases.
Yeah, there's 2 outs, though. Don't start talking. You can't wait to chirp. This guy's terrible. Keep him in, coach. Keep him in. We need him.
We got him good on the elbow, too. Looks like he's one of those guys that wears all the armor. So, was that Bridges?
Was it?
He might have missed it.
Corver, 1-0 come on.
Phillies. 2-0 Phillies. 2-0 Phillies. Off and running.
Off and running where? Where are they running?
Phillies. Running into the over.
All right. Can we get this Naismith involved?
Again, is there a bound yet? Does the guy have a bound yet?
No bound.
Can't, man. Just amazing.
What? So you think he's going to finish with no bounds?
Man, that would be just truly pathetic if he did. I guess anything's possible at this point. Some of the stuff that I've seen around here lately.
I mean, all we got to do is finish with four bounds by the half and we're on pace. No?
Well, that's all we got to do. All we got to do is do that?
Yeah.
He's got none.
You want everything right away. I don't understand you. You don't let anything marry.
I want everything all right away. I want everything right away. Do you hear yourself?
Come on, Siakam. He's starting to work now. Now he wants some bounce. He's starting to work.
Here,
I see.
Here comes this Santander again for the Blue Jays.
He wants to get some points. He wants to give us some gas here. He's starting to work a little bit harder underneath now. He was I don't know.
It has slowed down a touch, right, Joe?
Yeah. I mean,
where are they at now?
Who's that just hit that?
Oh no, somebody... it's pumped up to 243.5. I mean, that's, I almost want to come back on the under a little bit. This campaign's hitting threes though, huh? Cameron Payne?
Yep. Big three for Payne too.
Is Bridges out there?
I don't even know.
He is.
So this guy, come on, Barnhart. Come on, Barnhart. Burger's up next.
This cat.
Get him.
This cat was a play. Oh, they took him out, Loaiza.
Run it out.
He's such a hack.
He's staring at the baseball. You gotta be kidding me.
Nice swing by Santander. Strikes out.
All right, here we are. Could the Yankees explode? I don't know what else we need. I mean, it's
do you
crazy.
Do you give Minnesota any shot after last night?
Yeah.
OKC?
Do you?
I don't know. I don't feel as strong about it.
Okay.
There's a part of me that's starting to feel that Denver got their scare. Denver got the, I mean, OKC got their scare from Denver. And they might smash everybody now.
It's
That's
possible,
my worry.
Carver. All right, well, bases loaded in the Met game.
For the Mets?
Yep. No outs.
Switch me to the Philly game.
No outs. Can we get some life here? Can we get some life? Sit dead red, kid. Sit dead red. Who's up? Who's up?
For which game, Joe?
Beatty's up. This guy's a hack. Beatty's up.
Man, the Rockies bunting a runner over in the first inning down 2-0. Like, no wonder you're 8-25 or whatever the hell they are. 8-40. I mean, geez. This Walker's a loser, though, Joe. We're going to get this guy tonight.
Walker who?
We're coming after him. Taiwan Walker.
For who?
For the Phillies.
I can't even think about that right now.
What's bothering you the most here? What are you most upset about?
I mean, the
Yankees?
Whole board's upset. Yeah, I mean, if I can get...
1-1 stars. 1-1 stars.
If I could get the Yankee game over 5.5, I'd be happy, I think.
Was it Rantanen?
Not happy.
Tyler Seguin with the goal. 1-1, Joe. Let's go. Come on, Stars.
2-1, Phils.
Talk in my position. You do that all time, all show around here, Joe. Talk in your position. Oh. So now I am too. Talk in my position.
Talk the position. Talk it. Don't talk it down. Talk it in. Right?
Yeah, Mr. Grom is just blowing the Yankees away tonight. He is mowing the Yankees down.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here he comes, Joe. Moniak, runners on the corners and two outs in the first. Come on, Mickey. Give me the cognac.
Let me ask you a question. What is this Jacob deGrom's movement? He moves to the side and then he pitches the ball. And since what is that? That should be a balk.
He's been doing that since he came in the league.
Yeah, but that's a balk.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Because he doesn't start his motion and stop.
That's not part of the motion in moving to the side.
He goes to the side, and he lifts his leg up, and he goes.
But he picks the glove up.
He looks the same exact way he did when he came in the league with the Mets.
My point is, he picks the glove up, and all right, okay. I don't know.
Who hit that? Cat with a three in the corner. Knicks on a 13-1 run, I believe.
This
Knicks are up
gonna
eight.
Should have taken Cat. I hope Judge wraps the Grom around a telephone pole right now. Grounds out. All of a sudden, DeGrom's another one, right? When he was with the Mets at the end of his career, that's it. He comes back.
To be fair, he's been pitching really well his last few starts. Another reason why I didn't love it tonight.
All right. Thanks for the play-by-play. I appreciate it. Why'd they set such a high number on it then? 8.5, 9. Oh, no, it was 7.5 tonight.
Yankees had a loser going tonight. This Yarbrough out of the pen.
Mm.
This guy still doesn't have a board.
Unbelievable.
Bridges has 12 points and no threes.
I could have told you that. Be nice if this Naismith takes a little more threes. How could Siakam have no bounce? You gotta be kidding me.
You take these guys who aren't, I know what you're trying to do, you know, you're trying to catch them sleeping with the number and all this. You got all these, you know, this strategy behind it. But you always take these guys who are just, they're scared of the glass. Like they're just, you know, they happen into bounds. They never go after bounds. The guys that you back are never going after bounds. They just happen to fall into bounds. See the difference? You need to get guys who attack the glass, not the guys
I'm
that
tell you
stand
what. I'm gonna attack you.
It
might be like a WWE event. If you were in the same room with me, I'd hit you over the head with one of those, like, you know, plastic chairs. I would.
Burger does it again. Are you kidding me? Two for this
that's
burger.
It.
This
good
burger
for
hits
burger.
Two.
Good for you. Good for you. That's for talking in my position. Good for you. Right up. Right. They gave it right to you. They slapped you in your face and they punched you right in the belly. I'm happy. Good. You deserve that. Yeah. No talk from you now. Right. Slapped around. Good. Good for you, Burger. You deserve it. Let me see this shot. Let me see this blast.
Yeah, Yankee Stadium.
Oh, he got all of that one opposite field. Woo! Nice shot, Berger.
6-1. Here comes this dog Soto with the bases loaded.
And he did. You see what he did? He did one of these, and he was good for him. Good for you. See that, Carver? He gave it right. They slapped you right in the face with that. It's because you were talking bad about me. This guy throwing sidearm. Who does he think he is? Dan Quisenberry? Throwing sidearm. This guy. Could the Soto do something?
Dan Quisenberry, Joe says.
Siakam, anytime the Siakam wants to get a pass.
Soto get it? Ah, he didn't. 4-1 Mets, though.